Hazreti Seyyidina Ebu Leys Samarkandî rahmetullahi teala. He gives a very beautiful narration in Tanbihul Ghafilin. He says about Hazrat Sayyidina Wahhab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, he quotes a narration that once a pious man from the children of Israel, he went somewhere. Pious man. And on the way, on the spot, a stone fell from above, on the top, close to his head. But he started the dhikr of Allah. He started the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And as soon as he started the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the stone was coming, but the stone moved away. And then all of a sudden, scary beasts and lions then started to appear in front of him. But he did not panic. He started continuing making the dhikr of Allah so much that even all these things disappeared. And when the pious man started to perform the salah, a snake wrapped himself around him. And when the snake wraps around his foot and it crawled all over his body so much that he reached the top of his head like this while he's performing salah, snake came in front of his head and opened his mouth, I mean, as if it's going to bite his forehead. But the pious man would remove the snake and move it one side, and subhanallah, he will continue performing salah. And when he finished praying, shaitan, Azazil, Iblis, he came in front of him and said, I was the one who was doing this. I was the one who was testing you. I was testing you. You have a lot of courage, man. Oh, man, oh, pious servant of Allah, you have a lot of courage. I'm quite impressed by you. Shaitan is now impressing him. You are quite impressed by you. Therefore, I've decided that I will never ever whisper any evil into your ears again because you are my friend. He said, please be my friend. The pious man from the children of Israel, he refuted the attack of shaitan and said, you tried to scare me, but alhamdulillah, I did not get scared. I will never be your friend, says this pious person. Never ever I will be your friend. And then he said, okay, all right, you don't want to be my friend, but let me tell you what is the condition of your family at this moment, what they are going through in the qabr, in the year after. Tell me what. The pious man said, I don't know what to ask you. I don't need to ask you. Shaitan said, then at least let me tell you how I deceive the people. Let me tell you how I deceive the people. Then the pious said, okay, because I want to learn how you deceive the people. Please tell me. He said, I have three traps for them. Three traps for them. Number one, love of money. I put money in front of them. I make it very big for them. Love of money. Number two, ghusa, anger. And number three, intoxication, alcohol, drugs, etc. Explaining all this, shaitan said, when I cast the net of love of money to someone, when I cast the net, you know how you cast the net when you go fishing? You cast the net and you get so many, one time 50 fish, 100 fish. He said, when I cast the net, Allahu Akbar, he gets stuck in my web. He gets stuck. He gets stuck in the web of the wealth. I keep reminding him, although you got a lot of money, I tell him, you got very little money here. If you got 1 million, you think, no, I need more, I need 2 million. If I got 2 million, oh, two less, I need 3 million. If I got 1,000, I say, no, I need 2,000. So he keep on making him ponder about those points that you need more. He keeps on telling him. I keep reminding him, you have little money, please continue. And how many times we fell for that trick? When you got a lot of money, we think we still have little money. Whatever money we have, we still say we have little money. And we always want more, and we always want more, and we always want more. In fact, the rich are the more in trouble than anybody else. Because when he reaches that million, he can't take it, he needs more. Always he's planning day and night, dark or light, day or night, dark or night. He's planning that he must get more. He needs more all the time. He's planning. Whole night he's thinking, oof, money, 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 money. Oof, money, money, money. Sleeping. Maybe death come at the time when he's thinking about money. Supposed to be making the dhikr of Allah. Supposed to be praising Allah Azza wa Jalla, and his beloved Rasulullah the whole night is thinking, oh, can't sleep. Maybe his family ask him, why you can't sleep? What is going on? Oh, I can't sleep. I'm just thinking how I'll manage to make that million tomorrow, how I'll be that 3 million. Oof, I got 5 million to pick up. Whole night his head is paining thinking about money. So this is the trap of shaitan. Number two, ghusa, anger. When someone falls into the trap of anger, I play with him and toss him around in my groups of shayateen. I toss him around. In the same way children play with a ball. An angry person, regardless of his high status or knowledge, Even if he is, if he can resurrect the dead, bring the dead alive with his prayers, I am never upset with him. Why? Because anger is his main target. He loves anger. If you're angry, he loves you. He won't tackle you. Don't, he won't tackle you. As long as you get angry, he's happy with that part. So I always hope that one day he will lose control and burst into anger and say something that will destroy his hereafter. How many times we heard people say this? How many times? Even also reach statements of kufr, where they take you out of the fold of Islam. Out of the fold of Islam. This is what anger does to us. And number three, intoxication, alcohol, drugs, etc. As for intoxication, in intoxication, alcohol, drugs. And when he gets drunk, you still person drunk. How you walk? Must I show you how you walk? Then all of you all start laughing in the masjid. You know how you walk. Left, you know. He can't. You know, even the table, he feel like he's holding there. He can't. So he says, Shaitan says, I take him by his ears towards the evil way. Like how the shepherd takes his sheep towards the field, to the fair field. I pull him like that. Pull him. Drunk person can't control. Person who's under intoxication, under alcohol, he can't control. He pulls him anyway. Like how the shepherd takes the sheep. And you saw, you can see in our daily life, you see how drunk people, how they're acting. And when you tell them that this was the condition when you were drunk, I said, me? Nah, never. Me? No. Never did this. Take out the video. Today you got video. See, in the video what you do. Me? Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala save us from this trap of shaitan. Love of money, anger, and intoxication.